Beware Delilah. Let these brief words stick in your heart and in your mind. Now you will say, but who is Delilah? Very well, join me in the book of Judges. Judges chapter 16 mentions the story of a man named Samson. You've heard it. Now I want to talk to you about the person who was the one who could seduce him and take him to the point of falling captive into the arms of his enemies, the Philistines. Judges chapter 16, verse 15 onward says, Then Delilah, pouting, said to him, How can you say I love you if you do not trust me with your secrets? You have mocked me 3 times already, and you still haven't told me what makes you so strong. Day after day she kept teasing him until Samson had had enough of such insistence. Then finally Samson revealed his secret. My hair has never been cut, he confessed to her, because I was consecrated to God as a Nazarite from birth. If my head were shaved, I would lose my strength and become as weak as any other man. So Delilah realized that Samson had finally told her the truth. And in verse 19, what Delilah did was lulled Samson to sleep with his head on her lap. And then she had a man come in and shave off the 7 braids of his hair. In that way, she began to weaken him, and his strength left him. Delilah is the woman who appears in the life of a great judge of Israel called Samson, a man with an exceptional gift. He was a strong man. In fights against armies, nobody could fight against Samson because the Spirit of God came upon him, and he had enormous strength. You have seen the Hulk and these superheroes from comics. Well, they were too small for Samson because the strength he had was enormous. However, the strength was a gift from God that Samson was about to lose because he thought that God would always be with him, whatever decisions he made. Sometimes we make that mistake. God promises to be with us. And why is this happening to us? The problem is not with God. The problem is that you make the decisions and God did not decide for you. He showed you the way, but you decided to deviate. This happened to Samson, and well, we cannot blame anyone for the decisions we make, because in the end, we make the decisions. In the end, it is us. It was no one else. Samson revealed his secret to Delilah, and Delilah had already made a deal with the Philistines to give Samson to them. When Samson fell captive, he would have criticized all the time. He would have cried out, saying, It was Delilah's fault. But in itself, could it be that Delilah was not to blame? Yes, he made the decision. However, Delilah did play an important role. Because Delilah, my friend, seduced him to the point where she influenced Samson to tell her his secrets. And Samson surrendered to that temptation. Delilah represents everything that makes you weak. Everything that weakens you. Delilah refers to temptation. Number one, temptation never tastes ugly. Temptation is never seen as a bad thing. That's the distraction you get. And I want to make something clear to you. God doesn't tempt. When God tests, it is a mould of your character and to take you to new levels to bless you in your life. Temptation is a product of sin, of the old nature that we carry. It is a nature far from God, sin-loving. Don't come to me and say that Satan tempted me. No, not even Satan tempted me. Did you know that? Everyone is tempted, but the answer to that is in James chapter 1 from verse 13 onward. Everyone is tempted when from his own lust he is seduced and he is attracted. For example, you are married to a woman and another woman is presented to you that is hurting your ears, that treats you nice, better than they treat you at home, and you start to feel good. And then you ask her out. Or suddenly you work with her, you have lunch with her, and you no longer have time to call your wife because you are feeling good with this person. Be careful with Delilah. The fact that you feel good does not mean that it is good. You have to be careful with that. The Apostle Paul put it this way. Everything is lawful for me, but not everything is good. Everything is lawful for me, but not everything edifies. It is up to me. If I know what is not good, what is not edifying, what is not right, because I play along. You know what is going on with a person outside of your marriage. You know where you are going. Be careful, my friend. Where I'm talking to you, woman, be careful. Because you say, in my house, my husband doesn't have the attention that my work colleagues have. Be very careful of Delilah. Delilah doesn't only represent a woman, she represents a man. She represents everything your desire wants that makes you feel good, but in the end leads to your complete destruction. That is Delilah. Delilah dresses well. Delilah has a good appearance. She has a good face. The purpose of Delilah is to make you feel good because she has an end with you, and that is to destroy you. And if she makes your flesh feel good, then everyone is tempted when out of his own lust. If I change the word lust to desire, when out of your own desire, you are seduced and attracted, and the Delilah begins to attract your attention. Delilah seduced Samson, the man who could not be defeated by armies. He fell asleep and was conquered by Delilah, in this case by a woman whose purpose was to end his life. Be careful with what promises you eternal love. Be careful with what promises you the sun and stars. Be careful with what promises you things that sound nice, but you know they are impossible to achieve. Be careful with the Delilahs that can surround your heart. But maybe it's not a man or a woman. Maybe it is a business that is the Delilah that is damaging your ears, that is telling you, look, you're going to win this. Be careful with those indecent proposals. What good is this devotional going to be to me? If I go to church, I have a ministry. Believe me that in the ministry you can be surrounded by many Delilahs, not necessarily men or women. A Delilah can be the love of money. Don't let money conquer you, because if it conquers your whole heart, the root of all evil is the love of money. Be careful. Be careful with misinterpreting the anointing that God has given you to cause you to be filled with pride. When the anointing that God gave you is to restore, to help others, it is not for your own benefit, but you are using it for your own benefit. Be aware that the Delilah that is lulling you to sleep, that while you are thinking you are well, and because you are thinking you are blessed, prospered, and in victory, but you are far away from the light of God. Beware. And so I can continue mentioning those Delilahs that deviate you from God's plan. But Delilah will never have the result that she wants unless you make that decision. Friends that listen to me through this devotional, are you about to give in to the Delilah that is in front of you? Which is the Delilah that surrounds you and is chasing you? Is it a person? Or will it be pain? Because Delilah can also represent a resentment. And she is giving you the opportunity to take revenge. She is giving you the opportunity to do to the others what has been done to you. Is that okay? Do you consider it okay? Do you think that doing so will set you free? Delilah represents all that she seems to be, but it is not. Don't end up with your arms over your head, like what happened to Samson. At what moment did they put out my eyes? At what moment was I a mockery to all? At what moment did I end up with nothing? It was the moment that I laid my head in Delilah's lap and told her all my secrets. Because if there is something that temptation has, it is that it is insistent for us to yield. But the Bible says, blessed is the man who endures temptation. James chapter 1 verse 12. Now blessed is the one who through strength can endure, not her own strength, but God. As another example, Delilah can be alcohol. You say you are not an alcoholic, only that you share in society, or only in the family. But alcohol dominates you. Friday arrives and you smell of beer, forgive me for saying so, and you keep saying that you are not an alcoholic. Because Delilah is influencing you and telling you you are not an alcoholic. You simply have to enjoy your weekend. You've already worked the week, and now you have to enjoy your time off. But soon you have finished the money, and you end up in debt with a tremendous hangover. Devilish Delilah puts you to sleep, and every weekend, asleep in Delilah's arms, you are losing your marriage or your family. You are finishing with the blessing that God is giving you. Please be careful with Delilah, because either you keep on caressing her and you keep on stalking her, or you renounce her. You have these two options. And if you cannot, cry out to God, because the man who endures temptation, he is full of the Holy Spirit. Ask God for help. Go to your time of prayer and kneel down. Go to the cross and tell him, I want to be crucified with you. There is a Delilah that is destroying my life. Go to the cross. Say, Lord, I recognize my Delilah and I bring her to the cross. I bring my life here to the cross. I accept your sacrifice. Please overcome for me. I assure you that if you pray sincerely, you will see the glory of God and how he will help you. But it depends on you. As a pastor, I give you this advice. You can decide if you listen to it or not. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for this word. It is a simple, but it is daily life. Thank you because you teach us that history is not only there to be read, but to be understood, and that we can learn from it. Help us to learn from what happened to Samson with Delilah. And today I pray to you that we can receive this word. Our eyes will understand and will be opened, and we can discern if there are Delilahs around us. O Lord, help us, because alone we cannot resist these temptations. But if you do it for us, we will be calm. Lord, I give you my heart, my thoughts, take control of my life. Be the one who helps me to resist in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today I have spoken to you the words of your pastor and friend, Elias Hayes. Remember that God always comes just in time. And if you like this word and would like to receive more daily words from God, please subscribe to our YouTube channel. It's called Devotionals Just in Time. And if you click on the subscribe and the little bell. Blessings.